Just then Uncle Ben looked up from the paper he had been reading.
"Harry," said he, "I want to find out something about eyes. So if you will let me have yours, I will give you $1 apiece for them."
"For my eyes?" exclaimed Harry, very much astonished.
"Yes," resumed Uncle Ben quietly, "for your eyes. I will give you chloroform, so it will not hurt you in the least, and you shall have a beautiful glass pair for nothing to wear in their place. Come, $1 apiece, cash down. What do you say? I will take them out as quick as a wink."
"Give you my eyes, Uncle," cried Harry, looking wild at the very thought. "I think not." And the startled little fellow shook his head defiantly.
"Well, $5, $10, $20 then."
Harry shook his head at every offer. "No, sir, I wouldn't let you have them for $1,000. What could I do without my eyes? I couldn't see mother, nor the baby, nor the flowers, nor the horses, nor anything," added Harry, growing warmer and warmer.
"I will give you $2,000,
urged Uncle Ben, taking a roll of banknotes out of his pocket. Harry, standing at a respectful distance, shouted that he never would do any such thing.
"Very well," continued the uncle, with a serious air, at the same time writing something in his notebook. "I can't afford to give you more than $2,000, so I shall have to do without your eyes. But," he added, "I will tell you what I will do. I will give you $20 if you will let me put a few drops from this bottle in your ears. It will not hurt, but it will make you deaf. I want to try some experiments with deafness, you see."